This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Ah, yes, Independence Day is upon us with the holiday tomorrow and related festivities planned through the weekend. And we're delivering our preview of the weekend in entertainment a day early this week to help you get in the mood and perhaps make some plans for celebrating. Joining me is Emma Way, editor of Charlotte Magazine. Welcome back, Emma.
Thanks so much for having me. I like that little tune.
All right. We're set now. If folks just can't wait for a dose of fireworks and some other July 4th holiday festivities, they can get off, get a jump on things tonight at the U.S. National Whitewater Center, right?
That's right. So drive out to the Whitewater Rafting Center tonight and tomorrow night. Fireworks start at 9:30 p.m. You can also look forward to yoga, music, you know, the typical things to expect at the Whitewater Rafting Center. And of course, admission is free for this, except for parking, which is $6.
Uh-huh. Okay. So two nights at the Whitewater Center,
yeah,
starting tonight. Of course, tomorrow on the 4th, we can expect crowds uptown Charlotte for the big annual celebration returning again this year, Sky Show 2019. What are some highlights there?
Oh, yeah. So it's always a good time uptown. Everyone bringing their picnic blankets, sitting out on Romare Bearden Park, or going to the baseball game before the big fireworks show after the game wraps up. So you can see the fireworks from Romare Bearden Park, or maybe from the sidewalk or rooftops of parking garages. You never know. You can see them from all over the city.
Yeah, that's a good point, because there can be some navigational challenges down there.
That's for sure. With all the food trucks and just the people around with kids and playing Frisbee on the lawn, you know, it can be pretty crowded. So I would recommend, if you can't get a spot early enough, put down your picnic blanket early enough, head on out to the rooftop of a parking garage, even a bridge from a little bit out outside of the town, and also maybe take the light rail downtown instead of trying to drive through all that traffic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Emma, for a somewhat different feel, people might want to consider a Friday event at Petra's in Plaza Midwood.
Yeah.
Tell us about that one.
So Petra's is a really unique spot in Plaza Midwood. There's obviously the music venue, but there's also an art gallery in there. So you can get a lot of culture in one small little venue. On Friday, they're going to be launching their July show, which is just a couple of local artists, including one of my own colleagues, Melissa Stutz. Her work is encaustic, so it's actually melted wax with pigments, and it sort of is an art form that really goes with the flow, because, you know, you never know what's going to happen when you light something on fire. So there's going to be some really unique pieces, and of course, some live music as well. In the room adjoining by Sweat Transfer and a few other bands as well. That's $7 the day of.
Okay. Well, we're getting a lot of variety in the options for the holiday weekend here. And another strand of that is the Noda Cider Crawl.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everyone talks about beer here, but there's actually pretty vibrant cider industry as well. So Noda is really embracing that. You can go to a couple of different local businesses and bounce around, try some different cider from cideries all across the state. Couple highlights. Protagonist, one of the newer breweries in town, they have 4 North Carolina ciders on tap. Rhino Market is offering $1 off all their ciders. Noda Company Store, one of my personal favorites, they have Cider Sangria, which sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Red Clay, which is local here. And there's just a bunch of other participating places. You can sort of choose where you want to go, make your own adventure.
All right. Emma, I know this is just a starter list for the planned events or over the holiday weekend, not to mention just good old-fashioned family and neighborhood picnics and gatherings, cookouts, and the like. And the summer heat is on, so should be a good weekend.
Yeah, not to mention pig picking and barbecue. There's so much to look forward to.
Absolutely. Well, Emma Way, editor of Charlotte Magazine, thanks a lot and happy 4th to you.
Yeah, happy 4th of July to you too. Thanks.